God, it's
Friday.
Thank God it's
Friday.
Good morning. Welcome to the Friday Morning Club. Today I have with me
Gracie,
Bree,
Jacob,
and we also have head boys golf coach Mr. Kicker. Hi, Mr. Kicker.
Hello.
How are you doing today?
Pretty good.
Can you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Grew up in Kearney, went to school at Kearney High. I currently still live there with my wife, my two kids, and two dogs. So I travel back and forth every day, and that's pretty much my life besides being here.
How did you get started in golf?
I played golf all throughout my life with my parents, with my grandparents. When I came to work here, I actually, they asked me, what can you coach? And I said, give me anything but track, because I was not a track kid. And they asked me, how about golf? And I said, yeah, sure. And I actually have some family friends who work in the PGA industry, so that kind of helped. One of them actually just got done escorting Tiger Woods in a golf cart last year at one of the golf tournaments, so that was pretty cool to see his picture. So, but that was kind of how I got started in golf, and ever since then, it's just kind of been history.
How many boys do you have out for golf this year?
This year we have 10 golfers and then one student manager. So this year we're kind of on track where I want to be. Usually we try to have 10 out, which gives us a full varsity and a full JV.
How many meets do you have in a season, or how long does the season last?
The season feels really short. This year we have 12 meets, then districts, and then hopefully state. Out of some of those meets, they're mainly all varsity, but we do have a couple JV duels and tries in there, but those are part of those 12. But it is usually from, I say, just about April is when we get into it, and it's 1 month pretty much, a month and a half, so it's really fast-paced.
Have you guys had any meets yet?
We were actually supposed to have one on Tuesday. It was going to be a duel. That got canceled due to the awesome weather. Kind of tired of the snow and rain and everything else, so I'm ready for nice weather.
What goals do you have for the team this year?
This year, we had some really high expectations. We brought back quite a few people who were going to score really well for our varsity. This year we have Dakota, Laramie, and Will Rowe from Shelton, who is our seniors, and they came back. They brought back some experience, so really had high expectations. And then we were kind of hit with the injury bug. So I feel like we can place really well in conference, have some faith, hopefully put some kids in state this year in districts. So we'll see how those turn out.
What is the best course that your team plays on?
We're really fortunate. We get to play on some really cool courses. Having Centura Hills is our home course. That is a tremendous course. It's one of the best in our areas. We get to play Ouray Dunes, which is always a fun golf course to play. And then also it's a Class A, Class B, and Class C meet. So we get to kind of see the best of the best. So I would say probably Ouray is probably our fun one.
How about toughest? Which is your toughest one?
Ouray is really tough. Centura is probably one of the tougher ones. We play pretty much the same about four courses all year. Centura Hills, Southern Hills in Hastings, Indian Head and Grand Island. Those are kind of our main three, and I would say out of those, Centura is probably one of the tougher ones with maybe a close Ouray Dunes. It's tough, so it's probably the toughest and probably our most fun.
What are some of the funniest moments?
Oh, we've had quite a few. I'm trying to think this year. Will's always hilarious. We brought him over from Shelton, and I remember his freshman year, he showed up, and the kid showed up. We had no idea who we were getting, and he showed up in Crocs, short shorts, and rolled his sleeves up, and he had a crazy farmer tan, and we were wondering, who the heck is this kid? And having him come out, it was pretty funny. Johnny always has something that he says that's hilarious, so whether he intends to or not. So
how can people support the team?
Golf's kind of a little different. You can show up to any of the meets, and there you don't have to pay to get in. It's not like a game where you have to pay, so you can come on out to any of the invites. I know they're a little longer. They're about four hours is about how long a round takes, so but you don't have to show up for the whole thing. I know when it comes to district, sometimes they do stream that on Strive. So it'll be there. We'll post on ThrillShare, post on the website and everything else when we have events. So you guys can come on out any of those times.
When is our home meet this year?
This year, our home meet will be this next Tuesday. It's the same day as a track invite, but it is April 4th, and that's at Centura Hills. We start at 10 a.m., so it's a little bit before, but we'll hopefully be right around the time school gets out. We might still be playing.
Well, we want to thank you for being here and taking time to talk with us today, and good luck with your season.
Thank you.
Hey, Bree, do you have the joke of the day?
Yeah, why did the golfer wear two pairs of pants?
I don't know.
In case he got a hole in one.
Great golf joke. It comes that time in our show where we have to say goodbye.
Bye.